Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It is glad you joined us this morning on this Friday morning, Friday, November 3rd, 2023. And I'm David Boyle, of course, calling in remote. The entire San Juan Record team is actually remote. The office closed today as we get ready for football. State semifinals for Monticello is today at 1 o'clock. You'll be able to listen to it right here on Red Rock 92.7. And San Juan is Saturday at 10 a.m. So got two games for you this weekend, and winners will advance to the state championship. So exciting football ahead for you this weekend, and that's why we're on the road. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area, including some news out of the state of Utah, where Utah Attorney General's office filed a petition with the Department of the Interior to stop the implementation of the Bureau of Land Management's travel plan in the Labyrinth Rim Gemini Bridges area north of Canyonlands National Park. Utah Governor Spencer Cox in a release said that the BLM's plan to close trails in the treasured region is completely unacceptable. He said these are historic routes that have been used by the public for generations, and we won't tolerate this kind of blatant federal overreach, end quote from Cox. The Labyrinth Rim Gemini Bridges area, the state notes that is cherished by Utah residents and visitors for its diverse motorized and non-motorized recreational opportunities. The Bureau of Land Management's September 28th travel management plan unilaterally closed 317 miles of the motorized trail. The state argues ignoring public right-of-ways. Utah Attorney General Sean Reyes said, quote, that the BLM's idea of balancing public land use shuts down access to hundreds of miles of road and trails in the Labyrinth Rims area. He says this is one of the most popular areas for outdoor recreation in the state, and it attracts people from around the world. Reyes continued, we understand the desire and appreciate efforts to preserve these precious lands, but we ask for a more collaborative, less drastic plan moving forward. Again, so a petition filed by the Utah Attorney General's office with the Department of Interior to stop the implementation of that travel management plan. Again, of course, it was just released about a little over a month ago at the end of September. The area consists of about 812 miles of traveled route over 300,000 acres of public lands in Grand County and a small portion in San Juan County. That's another smaller part of this issue as well. San Juan County says they weren't invited to be a consulting agency on the travel plan, even though there are just a few miles that stretch into northern San Juan County. But again, the state petitioning it at the time of the travel plan being released, the BLM said that they appreciated public interest in the process, including input provided during scoping and public comment periods. Nicole Gaddis-Wyatt of the Canyon Country District said that, quote, they received more than 10,000 comments during the public comment period and incorporated much of the feedback into the plan. She said substantive comments resulted in changes to the analysis and the environmental assessment and edits to the baseline information in the route reports and helped inform the BLM's decision. again, the travel management plan solidifies the route networks consisting of a combination of the route designations and analyzed environmental assessments on alternative B, C, and D roads, as alternatives B, C, and D, rather. The BLM says they sought to minimize impacts to resources and user conflicts by focusing travel on routes where BLM data suggested that use is less impactful. They said within the Moab field office, 96% of the Jeep Safari routes remain available for off-highway vehicle use, and said that those are generally well-used and defined. So, again, that's the release from the BLM at the time of that plan being announced, and now the state of Utah filing a petition to stop the implementation of that plan. So, again, the issue public lands moves forward, and we'll continue to follow that as we see developments. Once again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Looking at some other news in the Red Rock listening area, members of the Monticello City Council updated the city garbage code and received a year-end golf report at their latest meeting. At that October 24th meeting, the council received a report from Hideout Pro Jeff Simon. He said while a late winter delayed the course opening by 20 days, he reported that the course caught up and surpassed numbers from the previous year. Simon added the budget numbers have improved since 2021 and 2022. He said, quote, I love seeing the progress we've made at the golf course. It's been significant. So I see us really moving forward next year, taking it forward to an even higher level. Among the highlights were a full tournament schedule and larger participation in junior clinics, including good participation from Blanding and Dove Creek residents. While the course did raise green fees for non-locals, Simon reported that the raise in pricing wasn't enough. As part of addressing that, Simon spoke with the council about dynamic pricing for the upcoming years, with fees being slightly higher during certain busier weekends, such as 24th of July, 4th of July, and other busy times in the summer. Also presented at the meeting was the need for new equipment. Simon presented two leasing options and a recommendation that would see the lease rate higher by a few hundred dollars, but would allow the city to purchase the equipment for a dollar at the conclusion of a five-year lease. The second annual Founders Tournament held in early fall also raised about $8,000 for the course to use as it see fits. Simon noted those funds could go towards the needed equipment, including upgrades for the green fairway and rough mowers. Members of the council gave verbal approval for the dynamic pricing and a vote of confidence in the lease plan of Simon's choosing as part of the city budgeting process. As mentioned, members of the Monticello City Council also updated the garbage code as part of that update to the garbage and refuse code. Included fees for illegally dumping garbage in the city of Monticello and for someone, and especially for dumping in someone else's receptacle. Fines for moving large dumpsters out of designated areas. Again, those are those large commercial size dumpsters. A requirement to bag garbage to prevent spreading of litter, as well as an updated list of unacceptable waste to be placed in polycarts, including yard waste, construction waste, paint, mattresses, appliances, and lithium and lead acid batteries, among others. Members of the Monticello City Council approved that updated code. Again, that's all part of the latest Monticello City Council meeting. Additional information can be found in the latest edition of the San Juan Record or online at sjrnews.com. Once again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll go ahead and take a quick break and be right back. Stick with us. You're listening to the Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7.
The Doobie Sisters Dispensary, located at 695 North Broadway in Cortez, offers the highest quality cannabis products. Locally owned and operated, Doobie Sisters is open Monday to Saturday from 9 to 7 and Sundays from 10 to 6. Don't miss our happy hour every day from 420 to 6. We also now carry Doobie Sisters Botanics from our own cultivation facility. Drop in or order online when you visit our menu tab at DoobieSistersCo.com. When you look for quality, look for Doobie Sisters at 695 North Broadway in Cortez.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
Desert Rivers Credit Union is proud to team up with the communities in our corner of the state. A nationwide network of ATMs and branches, full line of mortgage products, local decision making, low fees, and great rates for every credit score are just a few of the things we bring to the team. And to top it off, we are for people, not profit. Come by and meet our team at one of our four branch locations or visit DesertRiversCU.com. We love our communities and are proud to support our youth.
Can you believe it? Fall is just around the corner, and it's time to wrap up those home projects. Walker True Value is Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard. They have everything for your fix-up jobs. Lumber prices are back down for decks, siding, or the shed you want. The paint department has all the colors, and Walker True Value has insulation, heaters, and heat tape. Plan ahead while supplies are available for everything you need for your home. Walker's True Value, Moab's one-stop hardware and lumber yard, next to Walker Drug.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention all homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's definitely time to replace. If you've put off replacing windows in your home because it's too expensive, here's great news. You can now get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. And right now, you can save $375 off every window and $750 off every door. Just text MELT to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for $0 down, zero payments, and zero interest for a year. That's right. You don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text MELT to 200-300 right now to save $375 off every window and $750 off every door. But hurry, these big dollar savings won't last long. Text MELT to 200-300. Don't wait. Text the word MELT to 200-300. Text MELT to 200-300.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92 on this Friday, November 3rd, 2023, 9:18 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Looking at some news, anticipated that this may be the case, but Navajo Nation President Boo Nigrin, located at Goulding's Trading Post, signed legislation that would begin the process to purchase Goulding's for $59.5 million by the Navajo Nation. Again, the Navajo Nation set to acquire the Monument Valley business, historic trading post and lodge, and all aspects included with that. Of course, the Navajo Council delegate representing Oljeto and Monument Valley is Delegate Herman Daniels, Jr. He thanked members of the council for approving the legislation, again, that he sponsored. He said there's the store, there's the hotel, the restaurant. It's a big operation. So all of that included, including the airstrip, as part of that purchase by the Navajo Nation. Again, we reported on the legislation passing, and I was waiting on the signature from the president. We had anticipation that President Nigrin would sign the legislation. He expressed disappointment when that legislation or an earlier attempt of the legislation failed in early summer and again later passed just earlier this fall, just a couple weeks ago. But officially signed just yesterday, President Nigrin in his signing noted that said, quote, "Goulding's holds deep significance to our Navajo people. It's part of our shared history and identity. I'm proud we could make this investment to restore tribal ownership of such a place." Again, that is a big project for the Navajo Nation, a big acquisition by the tribe to purchase Goulding's. Again, a world-class lodge and resort and all the accommodating aspects of that, the grocery store, the gas station, the airstrip. It's all going to be Navajo Nation owned. They see, according to the papers received from a consultant, they're going to get, the annual revenue from that and be able to use it. And they also believe they're going to be able to recoup their investment even more as they'll be possibly taking the property off of the county and state tax rolls, which will make for less funds that they have to pay for it, and so higher revenue for the Navajo Nation in acquiring that property. So very interesting, and we'll continue to follow it. But again, a big day of celebration at Goulding's as President Nigrin signed that legislation. It is not completely finalized. It's just like any property purchase, there's a due diligence period of 60 days that the Navajo Nation will be going through that thorough inspection before the sale of the 633-acre property. So that'll be closed at escrow 60 days, I believe, from when that was signed by President Nigrin. So that will be moving forward and be interesting to see, if it looks like it should be completed, but very interesting. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got other local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area, including I've got some artistic endeavors for you this weekend. We've got two different plays debuting this weekend. Montezuma Cortez Middle School tonight and tomorrow is presenting Footloose. Middle school play will take place at 7 p.m. tonight and 2 and 7 on Saturday in Cortez Middle School's main gym. That's a really nice big gym. They'll be presenting that for folks viewing pleasure. And Monticello High School is beginning their run of The Sound of Music. That's going to be happening. First showing is tomorrow, Saturday evening, and then they'll have showings on Monday and Tuesday. So that should be a great presentation. The Sound of Music performance will begin at 7:30 on Saturday and also running Monday and Tuesday next week. It's a cast of 20 singers. Should be a great performance. We may be speaking with a director or co-director on Monday about that opening night and how folks can come out and see that. So that should be a ton of fun. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92, taking a look at funeral notices throughout the Red Rock listening area. Funeral services for Harold Lyman, age 92, of Blanding are today at noon at the San Juan Mortuary in Blanding, viewing from 10 to 11:30. Also, services today for Toyoak resident Benjamin Lee Pavasok are today at 10 a.m. at the Ertel Memorial Chapel in Cortez. Services tomorrow for Jane Elizabeth Austin Robinson begin at 11 a.m. on Saturday in Washington, Utah, viewing today from 5 to 8. Liz, originally from Blanding, passed away on October 28th at the age of 52. Funeral services for Charlene Emmer Blair, age 72, of Moab, begin at 1 p.m. tomorrow at the Spanish Valley Mortuary. There's a viewing beforehand starting at noon. Graveside services for longtime Dolores area resident Alvindale Satley will be held at 10 a.m. on Tuesday. That's next week at the Summit Ridge Cemetery. Alvin was 98 years old at the time of his passing. Once again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll take another break and be right back.
Main Street Drug and Boutique in Monticello is an enthusiastic supporter of our local schools. Under new ownership, Main Street Drug still has the same friendly and professional staff to meet your every need. The boutique features lots of neat items, clothing, jewelry, candy, seasonal items, home decor, men's gifts, and toys. Stop in to 140 South Main Street, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Main Street Drug and Boutique, trusted care from people you know.
Looking to buy, sell, or refinance your home or property? Ask for the professionals at Anderson Oliver Title Insurance Agency. Anderson Oliver Title has provided title insurance and real estate closing services in San Juan and Grand Counties for 25 years. Anderson Oliver Title isn't just another out-of-town company. It's the only locally owned and operated title company in southeastern Utah. The owners and employees at Anderson Oliver Title are excited to support our communities and are proud to support high school athletics and activities.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
Christmas is right around the corner, and Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store, is all stocked up with lots of new merchandise. Christmas lights and decor are out and ready to sell. Save big on every safe in the store with up to $100 off. Come in and register for the Big Bear Giveaway, and check out the new Yellowstone collection of Lodge cast iron cookware. All this and more for your Christmas gift shopping right now at Walker Drug, Moab's Everything Store.
16 years, residential construction has been our focus at Lee Contracting. Specializing in remodels and additions, we can take your house from ground to finish. Enthusiastic supporters of high school sports, give us a call at 435-459-1314.
This November, the excitement is cranked up to a whole new level at Ute Mountain Casino. Every Thursday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., get ready for Cleopatra Clash. We're selecting 14 lucky winners to play in the slot tournament, hot seat style, to win the grand prize, $500. On Saturdays, be selected to shake your tail feather at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m. to win $500 in cash. Ute Mountain Casino, your winning destination, and still the one for a mountain of fun.
You're listening to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7, and that song you just heard coming in, I Can See Clearly Now, Johnny Nash, recording it with, collaborating with Bob Marley on that track. That was the number one song on November 3rd, 1972. Number one song not many years ago. Taking a look at some other local news and happenings here on the Red Rock Morning Show. Looking at some other November 3rds, in 1956, The Wizard of Oz was broadcast on TV for the first time. It was viewed by an estimated 45 million viewers. Today, in 2016, the Chicago Cubs finally won the World Series, defeating Cleveland after losing three of the four first games of the series. Today is, the national day today is cliche day. Wow, I'm having trouble reading. Better late than never. I've been sweating bullets waiting for this day, and it arrived just in the nick of time. At the end of the day, we need to pick the low-hanging fruit and think outside the box. So today is a cliche day, and Bill and I doing a football broadcast today at 1 o'clock, so you may hear some of those. Looking at some birthdays today, child safety activist Elizabeth Smart is 36 years old today. Actress Annette Corsant was born today in 1933. She played Helen Crump in The Andy Griffith Show. She died in 1995. Comedian Roseanne Barr was born in Salt Lake City on this date in 1952, so she's 71. Singer Adam Ant is 69 years old today. Has to be one of the best stage names. He's Adamant. Talk show host Dennis Miller is 70 years old today. And actress Charles Bronson, one of the toughest character actors in the 60s and 70s, was born today in 1921. He died in 2003. Taking a look at some local birthdays here and looking into the weekend, we've got... local birthdays for Janet Ross and Athena Ward. Also for Robbie Hall, Bobby Cook as well. Looking into the weekend, we've got weekend birthdays for Jesse Pettit, Gus Stocks, Kent Rowley, Mike Hugentober, Brandon Begay, as well as I guess that's it for the list. So happy birthday to those folks on the list. Make sure you wish them a happy birthday today or into the weekend. Of course, our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions. That's a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. You can give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808. And if you want to give a birthday shout-out, give us a call at 435-587-2277. Or email info@redrock92.com. Again, if you call 227-277 today, you will get a busy tone. We're all out of the office, so the San Juan Record Office is closed today, just for your information. Well, again, as part of the show, we've got the on-air job fair, job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. We'll send you over to that and be back with the sports reports right here on Red Rock 92. Thanks for joining us.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
The Utah Department of Health and Human Services Division of Child and Family Services has multiple positions for qualified candidates to work in the Moab and Blanding area for senior assistant caseworkers, caseworkers slash social service workers, and a licensed clinical therapist. Come join a team to help keep our children safe by connecting families to resources and services designed to strengthen families. For more information, visit www.dcfs.utah/gov under the About tab today. LeGrand Johnson in Moab and Peak Ready Mix in Durango are hiring Ready Mix drivers. You must have a valid Class A or B CDL license and a med card. $24 to $27 an hour depending on experience, with competitive pay and amazing benefits. Text 385-415-2535 or apply at peakreadymix.com. Triple J Construction is looking for experienced construction hands. Pay is $30 to $50 an hour, depending on construction knowledge and experience. Please call 435-259-9988 or email office at triplejmoab.com. Lisbon Valley Mine has a number of open positions, including mechanics, senior mine engineer, and chief mine engineer. Lisbon Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits, including medical, dental, vision, holiday pay, referral bonuses, and paid time off. To apply, send a resume to applications at lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to www.lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle, Utah. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including Director of Nursing, Operating Room RN, and Registered Nurse. They're also seeking a radiology ultrasound tech. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the chef Tomal role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available, including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment at utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one too with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
Cinch IT, not just your average IT service. We're fast and friendly, helping businesses like yours overcome tech challenges. Our experienced team offers an array of cybersecurity services, including data backup, email traffic monitoring, and malware removal. We're local, providing swift on-site assistance whenever you need it. Say goodbye to long waits and hello to immediate help. Don't wait. Connect with Cinch IT today for a free consultation. Call or text Ben at 435-359-8229 or head to cinchit.com. Propel your business to new heights with Cinch IT.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, encourages you to think about winter this fall. It's time to clean up and tune up your furnace. And Moab Heat and Cool has an unbelievable fall special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss this big Red Rock Radio Fall Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this fall with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting and rules for occurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out. Minimum purchase required. Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid within promotional period. Go to windowappointmentnow.com for full offer details.
Attention all homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? Fog between the glass? Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's definitely time to replace. If you've put off replacing windows in your home because it's too expensive, here's great news. You can now get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson. And right now, you can save $375 off every window and $750 off every door. Just text MELT to 200-300 for your free consultation on top quality affordable windows or patio doors for $0 down, zero payments, and zero interest for a year. That's right, you don't pay a dime for an entire year. Text MELT to 200-300 right now to save $375 off every window and $750 off every door. But hurry, these big dollar savings won't last long. Text MELT to 200-300. Don't wait. Text the word MELT to 200-300. Text MELT to 200-300.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports. I'm Rhett Siffer. Utah football state tournaments continue this weekend, and Colorado football and volleyball tournaments get underway. First up, the number 2 Monticello Buckaroos will take on number 3 Altamont in the 8-man Utah State football semifinals at Zions Bank Stadium in Harriman this afternoon at 1. The 2-time defending champion and number 1 ranked San Juan Broncos face number 5 Summit Academy tomorrow morning at 10 in the 2A semifinals, also at Zions Bank Stadium. You'll hear both of those games live right here on Red Rock 92. In the Colorado 8-man football state tournament, number 1 Mancos will host number 16 Fowler tonight, and 5th-ranked Dove Creek will host number 12 Vale Christian tomorrow afternoon in the first round. And on the volleyball court, Dove Creek will host DeBeck in the 1A Region 8 tournament today, and Mancos will host Olathe and Sargent in the 2A Region 5 tourney tomorrow. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92 on this Friday, November 3rd, 9:41 a.m. Let's take a look at the regional sports report. In the NFL, the Denver Broncos are on a bye after beating the Kansas City Chiefs. Arizona is in Cleveland. 11 a.m. is the kickoff on Sunday. Taking a look at NBA action yesterday, the Utah Jazz were defeated by Orlando Magic, 115-113. Phoenix Suns also suffering a loss. They lost to the San Antonio Spurs. Number one pick rookie Victor Wembanyama had 38 points in the victory for the Spurs. Phoenix was led by Devin Booker, who had 31. Looking at weekend matchups, the Denver Nuggets hosting the Dallas Mavericks, tipping off at 8 o'clock tonight. Also in action over the weekend, Phoenix is in Philadelphia on Saturday at 11 a.m., taking on the 76ers. The Jazz in Minnesota taking on the Timberwolves at 6. Denver hosting Chicago Saturday at 7. Phoenix is also in action on Sunday there in Detroit, taking on the Pistons at 1 o'clock. Well, that'll do it for the Regional Sports Report and with it this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you on Monday. Until then, have a great weekend.